Welcome to the Daily Apple. I'm your host, Kevin White. MRI and I will dive into all topics related to the science of longevity, along with some other subjects we find of interest, with the hopes to provide useful information for everyone. This stems from my personal interest to optimize the human condition, to not just live longer, but to live better. Thanks for joining us. Emma Ryan, a little bit about your history.
Where would you like me to start?
No. So where are you from? Where are you from?
Technically, I was born in Colorado, but I am from here. I mean, I say I'm from here. I grew up in Edmond Public Schools, went to UCO, didn't really go to UCO, kind of went to UCO because I did their abroad program, so you weren't really here. Never thought I would end up here. Never thought I would stay. But now I love Oklahoma City. Can't imagine leaving.
So you did the abroad. Did you ever really step foot on said college then?
Or, I did or the first year. My freshman year, I was on campus at UCO. And then after that, I was across the globe. I was out. And that's part of why I chose UCO's, because they've got a cool program where you can do that. Where you can go travel and go be at different schools and still graduate through them.
So what year was this? When did you?
I graduated high school in 2012.
Okay, we're not going to talk about those years anymore. So you went there, they had abroad, you didn't have to hang out in Edmond too much, and you got the bail. So when did you, when did the traveling start? What year were you in college? How old are you?
I'm 29 now, but to be honest, I mean, I think it took me like 7.5 years to get my degree. I took a lot of breaks and then I finished online. So the years that I actually was in school is a little fuzzy, but I would think that I left Oklahoma in the same year, in 2012, like that same year I started college, later into the year, like right after, I don't know, spring, I was heading out. I went to Turkey first. Was there for 6 months. Then I did South Korea, and then I was in Amsterdam. And then when I came home, that's when I started taking a lot of breaks.
So tell me about Turkey. Let's just start there.
Okay. I went to Turkey first and foremost because I was offered a job. So in my senior year of high school, I became a raw food pastry chef, and I was in California working. Well, I was here working for Matthew Kenny, who's like, I don't know. He calls himself the future of food, and I'm honestly going to say he probably is. He's like the guy when it comes to raw food. He has culinary institutions. He's got restaurants across the world. So like working for him as like a 17-year-old was like the coolest thing ever, in my opinion. And so anyway, but he had one location in Oklahoma City. He had locations in California. Anyway, I'm in California at his spot there, doing a class, like a culinary class. And I meet this woman and she's like, I want you to come work for me. And I'm thinking she wants me to like meal prep for her or something. And she said, no, I own a retreat center in Turkey. And my first thought is, where is that? I mean, I did not grow up traveling. So truly had no idea where that was. Could have been in Ohio for all I knew. And she gave me her business card, and I went home to my dad, who was living in California at the time, and I'm like, Dad, this lady gave me her business card and said she wants me to work for her. We look up her website, you know, it's got like it's not .com, it's like .nl, right? Because it's based in the Netherlands, whatever. I'm like, this is weird. Anyway, ended up emailing her and left 2 months later, went and worked for her for 6 months. And so UCO approved. Yes, you can go. We'll consider it an internship. You can take classes while you're over there online, whatever. So Turkey, I was mainly there for the job. And that was really cool. That was pivotal, I would say. Saw a lot of cool things. It was a retreat center where they had like nurses. They had all these healers. So like Reiki, you know, therapists. They had massage. They had the spa, the Turkish baths. Like they had all these things. But all of these energy healers, which I didn't know what that was. And if I did, I just thought it was like a hippie thing that didn't really exist. But seeing it happen was wild, was pretty wild. So I saw a lot that opened up my eyes to more than just the food we put in our body. The food we put in our body is always my passion. That's what I love to talk about. Like nutrition is my thing. But there's also so much more to it. So anyway, so Turkey was an eye-opening experience.
6 months there.
Yeah.
I mean, what was something there that you, I mean, obviously you don't
go to Turkey for 6 months and come out there a little bit tweaked and different than you do, than you are going in. I mean, whenever you came out, what were you, how would you say you kind of changed? Were you a little bit more?
I would say I was more granola.
Yeah. Were you in some of the best shape of your life, or what were things?
Oh my God. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, man, I was really fit and healthy going over there though. I mean, I was the same person I am today, but you're young and you have nothing but time. So you can work out 12 times a day if you want. And, you know, never once ate out, only cooked from scratch at home. Like I was really, I was the vegan that people make fun of, you know, like I was that person. So anyway, yes, definitely the best shape of my life. In Turkey, though, I mean, we had no Wi-Fi, no TVs, no cell service on the site. We only ate from, I mean, the village that I lived in was like 8 people. And, you know, the lady across the street had an olive oil grove or an oil olive grove or whatever you call it, and hand pressed her own olive oil, you know, and everything came from that little village that we ate, whether it was fruit or vegetables or whatever. And the people at the retreat center were on a juice cleanse, so there was no solid food to be had. So if I was eating solid food, it was cut up produce. Like it was not like you're eating whatever. We had some rice, but that was it.
There's nothing out of a bag.
No. No. So yeah, I mean, I felt incredible. I was feeling really good. Yeah. And you're hiking for 8 hours a day on nothing but juice. So I was pretty mind blown at what the body can do.
Wow. So you came out of there pretty granola.
Yeah. Pretty granola.
Did you leave Turkey and come back to here?
No, I actually went straight to South Korea. In South Korea, that was set up through UCO. So while I'm in Turkey, I'm like having the time of my life. I'm exploring the world. You know, I'm like, I'm never coming home. I want to keep traveling. So I email my professor, my whatever they call it, your person that you email. And I'm like, hey, I don't want to come home. Where can I go? And I didn't have money. You know, I was like a poor student. So South Korea, actually, like they'll pay for your housing and your food, and you could get a job teaching English over there. So it was actually cheaper for me to go to school in South Korea than it was for me to go to school in South Korea. All through UCO. So anyway, so I went to South Korea, did that for a semester. I wasn't doing anything like work related. I was just a student and I was teaching English and traveling Korea, hiking a lot, microwaving sweet potatoes in my dorm room because it was the healthiest food I could find. So yeah, so that was just for fun. And then while I was in South Korea, I emailed my previous boss from Turkey saying, actually, no, I take that back. She emailed me saying, hey, I have a job. I want you to help me open a cafe or something in Amsterdam. And I said, let me talk to my school. So I reached out to my school again and I was like, hey, I have another job opportunity. Can I please keep traveling? Can I go to school in Amsterdam and take this job? So I did. So they hooked me up with a school in Amsterdam. So I was taking in-person classes in Amsterdam and getting to work for this lady again, which was cool.
Cool. Wow. My experience in college and yours were quite different.
Yeah. When people talk about college days and stuff, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mine was very different.
So you went and worked. So cafe in Amsterdam. So you left South Korea.
Yep.
And you went
straight to Amsterdam. Was going to classes, was doing a lot of recipe development, was teaching cooking classes, was doing like weekend retreats with my boss, with all of her clients and stuff. And she was in the process of opening up a cafe. So I was doing most of the recipe development and kind of testing all of that stuff to get it ready for her to open.
How long do you say you were there?
I think I was there for about a year, maybe a little more. The only reason I came home, I thought I loved Amsterdam. I absolutely fell in love. The only reason I came home is because I got run over by a car or hit by a car. And I thought I was going to stay. I mean, I was looking into...
That'll send you home.
Yeah, that sent me home. But yeah, I was looking into like, how can I ship my dog over here? How can I, you know, bring my car? Like, how can I be here forever? Was on my way to school. You know, the car came at me. I was unconscious. I was in the hospital. I woke up and they looked at me and they said, did you know you have a tumor? I was like, what?
So let's back up for a minute.
Yeah.
So we're in Amsterdam, and I love how you nonchalantly say that. Like, I went and, I mean, like for me, it'd be like, I went and got a cup of coffee and then went by the place. I went and got hit by a car. The way you say that is very...
Well, I mean, yeah, Ryan, my boyfriend, says that to me too. He's like, yeah, you say it like it's...
I got hit. I picked up the paper and I was reading this article and I got hit by a car.
It was just so long ago.
Sure. So, okay, so you're walking to class.
I was on a bike. I was on a Vespa, actually. I was on my boss's Vespa.
Oh, because, yeah, everyone's on a bike. And
yeah, you're either biking or on a Vespa. And she was out of town, so she let me borrow her Vespa for a week. So I felt really cool.
Sure. So were you wearing a helmet?
I was wearing a helmet.
So you're cruising on your way, and was it like head on, or they hit you from the side?
They hit me from the side, and you know, I can still see that car coming at me, and I blacked out. I don't remember the actual point of impact, but I remember seeing it coming and thinking, oh shit, like life's over. Like, this is it. You know, yeah. I mean, it was like a van. It was a van of some type.
Pretty high speed.
I just remember thinking, I can't speed up fast enough to get past this, you know? And then I woke up at the hospital. So I don't really remember much, but I know that I fell and the Vespa fell on me and the car went over the Vespa or something like that. Like the one tire, not like the whole thing.
So, yeah. So that happened. You wake from the hospital and they tell you.
Yeah. They're like,
hey, by the way.
Hey, yeah. Did you know you have a, they called it a tumor, which in here they would call it a nodule, right? But they're like, oh, did you know you have a tumor in your neck? I'm like, no, but I was wondering why my neck is looking a little fat. And I say that kind of as a joke, but I was serious. In the moment, that's like truly what I was thinking. Because my neck had gotten rather large. I remember wearing scarves a lot. Like, I was just thinking, like, why is my neck getting fat? You know, but I was living my best life. I was traveling the world. I was doing all these things. I had a history of health problems, but never in a million years did I think they were resurfacing or coming back or anything like that. But yeah, I do remember wearing scarves a lot to cover my neck. And anyway, so then it kind of all made sense when they said something was up. So then I waited, you know, they did a biopsy and it was actually it was benign. They did a biopsy in Amsterdam. And by the way, they don't numb you in Amsterdam. That was a fun fact.
Really?
Too. Yeah, that was painful. And after the biopsy, everything just started to get worse, to be honest. Like my health. I mean, it was like it really amplified whatever what was going on. And I'm not saying it's because of the biopsy, but that's just the timeline. So then I waited, I don't know, maybe 3 months or so till I could walk again and like I could safely travel home with all of my belongings. So anyway, so I waited an appropriate amount of time, went through some physical therapy, did some stuff there, moved home.
How long was that from the time that you had the accident and you could move home?
I think it was like 3 months.
Okay.
Because I think I got hit on March 1st, and I think I moved home, maybe a little more. I think I moved home at the end of June or beginning of July, something like that. So yeah. So anyway, so came home, dove into, you know, seeing a naturopath, seeing endocrinology, going to all these, you know, chiropractic for sure, because my neck and tailbone and spine and all of that needed, like, I was going to the chiropractor, I think like twice a day, every day for a long time until everything was kind of back in order. Yeah. So then just dove into like all of my own health stuff, figuring out what I need to do. That's like long story short, we'll put it there.
So you had this nodule. What happened to that?
So, well, it ended up being thyroid cancer, but I'm trying to remember the exact timeline. I have this all written down just in case I ever want to like tell someone specifically what happened to me. But anyway,
like on a podcast,
should have brought my notes.
Yeah.
no, anyway, I ended up, so turned out I have thyroid cancer. You know, they do a biopsy, but I'm not kidding. When I say my health got worse after that biopsy, it was like tenfold. I mean, I was gaining weight rapidly. The naturopath, like the blood work, I'm allergic to everything. My kidney numbers are bad. My liver numbers are bad. They're telling me I'm diabetic. I mean, like everything that could have gone wrong felt like it was going wrong. And all the while, I'm still exercising every day, still eating super clean. Nothing had changed. And I'm just thinking, you guys are missing something. Like the whole time I was like, you're missing something. There's something else going on here. Cause this can't be the full picture. Like my kidneys aren't failing. My liver is not, you know, failing. Like this can't be right. And anyway, I kept asking, you know, do another biopsy or do another scan of my neck, whatever. They couldn't do it because of insurance. So at the year mark, so I was like, I was definitely going through depression at that point because I was so irritated and so mad at the doctors and I was blaming them and whatever. Definitely going through depression. Bless my sister and her husband for taking care of me the whole time. Angels. But finally hit the year mark. During that year, I did a 60-day juice fast to see if that would do anything because I was gaining like serious weight. And so I'll never forget my sister and brother-in-law telling me, and they didn't tell me this in the moment, but they've told me this now. They said, when I finish 60 days of no solid food, right, just pure, fresh kale, beets, carrots, like all the greens, mainly green juices for 60 days, and you didn't lose a single pound, they were like, that's when we knew something was really wrong. And I still exercised the whole time, whatever. So anyway, get to the year mark, they do another biopsy, and they're like, oh shit. Your tumor is now multiplied. It's like quadrupled in size. We were wrong. They probably missed it. It probably was cancerous back when they originally biopsied it. So then I ended up going to England and I did a microbiome transplant, which is also called a fecal matter transplant, because I was working with some doctors and getting all these second and third opinions. And because of how inflamed and how bad my body was even functioning, they thought that would help probably some of the autoimmune conditions and some other stuff that was going on. So I went and did that for 4 weeks. That was amazing. That changed a lot. Came home. Then they took out my thyroid and the little nodules and stuff that had broken off, a bunch of lymph nodes. Everything started to get better. Did 2 rounds of radiation. Started health coaching the very next day.
Oh, wow. Now, with all this happened, when all this happened, you were gaining weight.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah. I was feeling terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I look back at photos, even like, I think I actually showed
you
one
of these. Yeah, you showed me one. I didn't recognize it. I thought, am I supposed to laugh or cry?
You could laugh, but it's part of your story, right?
And
it's,
right.
I mean, I was a bigger kid growing up, but I was really big during all of these health problems. Mm-hmm.
How much weight did you actually gain, roughly?
So I think, so here's the thing. Before my health problems, I was borderline. I mean, I was anorexic in high school, like my senior year of high school. So then when I left for Turkey and for college and all this, I was only like 105, 110 pounds. I was really little. So if you're going to say, how much are you going to gain? How much did you totally gain? I probably gained 85 pounds or something like that. Cause I was, well, maybe more. I was over 200. I mean, I was, I don't remember what the top number was, maybe 225 or something like that. So I gained probably over 100 pounds through all of it, but the starting number was a relatively low number for me. So all that to be said, but it's taken years for my body to truly recover from everything, in my opinion. But yeah, I knew the whole time that all of this was going on. I knew in my core and in my heart, like, I'm going through this for a purpose. I'm meant to help other people. Like, nobody should have to go through this alone and have to fight the doctors and do this whole thing. They shouldn't have to try, you know, a 60-day juice fast and a liver cleanse and a parasite cleanse and live like this to figure out what's wrong with them, right? So I was in school for nutrition at the same time. I mean, I was always, even though my health was kind of in shambles, I was always working on studying and learning more and figuring out what I want to do with this when I'm able to. So truly, I think it was like the last day after my radiation, like the next day I launched a website and was like, I am now a health coach. Cause I was done with school too. It's not like I made it up, but I was done with school and was able to do that. So
yeah, you do a good job at not having analysis paralysis and really kind of diving in and getting after it, whatever your gut tells you.
Well, I was excited, you know, I was ready.
And microbiome transplant. I mean, that is only approved in the United States for one condition.
Ulcerative colitis? Is that what it's approved for? C. diff. C. diff. That's what it's approved for. Yeah.
And
yeah.
In Europe, things are
much different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the clinic I went to, like 70% of their patients are Americans. And it's people who need it, but they can't get it here.
Right.
So I met a lot of really, really cool people there. And the scientist behind that clinic was fascinating. So yeah.
And an interesting note, after you did that, what else changed?
After I did that, I remember being able to feel my hands for the first time.
Oh, your hands were kind of numb?
No, my hands were so fat and swollen. Yeah. Like I remember like all being sick. I'm still weird about my hands. Like if my hands are swollen, it like really bothers me. Mm-hmm. Because for so long I felt like I couldn't ever feel my own hands. And it sounds so weird, but that was just what I noticed the most whenever I was sick. So I remember like so much inflammation leaving my body and feeling so much better. I remember coming home and I was in a yoga class and I remember feeling my hands for the first time. And it was like a week after I got home from those treatments. And I was like, holy shit, this thing really worked. But my hair also changed colors. So that's a fun fact. That's probably the one you're remembering. Yeah, a lot changed from that, because you're taking somebody else's bacteria and you're rebuilding your entire microbiome, which is your immune system. I mean, it's so many things. Mm-hmm. They give you, you know, all the paperwork. You can imagine there's tons of paperwork to be able to do that. But there's like I had 10 donors whose bacteria, stool, essentially, they implanted into my intestine.
Yeah. You know what? And I don't want to get off on that tangent too much, but I mean, when you're learning it, that's kind of still up and coming, the whole microbiome thing. You know, the DNA of your microbiome, all that stuff is actually, you're actually more bacteria than you are human. And I kind of put it, the analogy I put in my own mind on that is that it's kind of like, I might have told you this, it's like, I don't know, Black Friday in front of a Target or something. There's a crowd of people. Imagine that. Well, there's a crowd of people there for a reason. So anytime there's this crowd of a diverse population of specific bacteria of all different populations, they're usually, you know, they're there for a reason. So
yeah, there you go.
Anyway, yeah, cool.
Cool. That was a very long story.
Well, you made it short, but yeah.
I was trying to make it shorter.
So you did that. You came back the next day. Obviously, something switched, and you know, it kind of was inspired or an inspiration for you, that whole experience.
Yeah. I mean, the day that I got the phone call that I actually had cancer, my life changed for the better. A lot of people would say that that would be the worst day of their life, but I will absolutely go down saying it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
What else do we need to know about you before we wrap this up?
I feel like everybody basically knows my social security number now. I feel like they know everything. Yeah. I'm an open book, so I can probably talk for too long about myself. Well, but this was fun.
Cool. Well, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Hope everyone enjoyed.
And we'll
see you soon.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day.